Park Row Books and Harper Audio present It's Elemental, The Hidden Chemistry in Everything by Kate Bieberdorf. This is the author. Dedicated to my chemistry teacher, Mrs. Kelly Palzrak. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/itselemental. It contains tables, charts, a glossary, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction. Nerds like us are allowed to be unironically enthusiastic about stuff. Nerds are allowed to love stuff, like jump up and down in the chair, can't control yourself, love it. When people call people nerds, mostly what they're saying is, you like stuff. John Green. I want to start this book by admitting something. I am a nerd about chemistry. I'm a chemist. My husband Josh is a chemist, and most of our friends are scientists too. Not all, but nobody's perfect. I've been known to hold casual conversations about quarks. Josh and I have discussed the parameters of a Nobel Prize-winning experiment on date night and had an intense argument about which element on the periodic table is the best. It's palladium, obviously. But I know not everybody is like that. In fact, most people aren't. Chemistry can be hard to understand. Heck, science in general can be difficult to comprehend. There are so many terms and rules, and everything can seem so incredibly complex. That's especially true with chemistry because we can't see any of it. In biology, you can dissect a frog. A teacher can show you the properties of physics, like acceleration, in real life. But I can't just hand you an atom. Even my friends and family don't get what I do sometimes. My BFF Chelsea is the perfect example. She's super smart, understands science in general, and even has a job that's related to chemistry as a jeweler. But Chelsea never got what was going on in our high school chemistry classes. While I was enthralled, Chelsea felt simultaneously bored and lost. And when we were sophomores in high school, I simply didn't understand how she felt. But today, I totally get it. I see students like Chelsea nearly every day. As a professor at the University of Texas at Austin, I teach a class called Chemistry in Context. It's an introductory course intended for students who will probably never take another science class ever again. Imagine an English major trying to take the easiest science course she can get a C in, and you'll have it. One year, on the very first day of class, a student asked me a question about quarks, and I ended up in a long tangent about subatomic particles in front of 500 brand new freshmen. Some students were trying to frantically take notes, while a bunch were just staring at me in various states of shock and fear. Others had resorted to filming me on their phones. Two girls were literally clutching each other. The whole incident would have been funny if I hadn't freaked out hundreds of students who had decided to give chemistry, and me, a chance. Most of the students had no idea what I was talking about. I might as well have been speaking Klingon. I'm sure the situation only reinforced the myth that science is boring and impossible to understand. That's because words matter, especially when we're talking about science. When I first got my PhD, I emailed my mom a copy of my dissertation. Minutes later, she called me. Before I could even say hello, I heard her laughing and didn't understand why. Did I send the wrong attachment? Has she just watched a silly cat video? Did she butt dial me? Finally, she sputtered, "Katie, I don't know what any of these words mean. What's an ass naphthol?" My mom was laughing so hard that she couldn't say anything else. I was so confused. I had told her what my research was about. Why wasn't she getting it? Then I opened the document and read the first line.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?